It is 12 minutes after 8 p.m. Central African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome to the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I'm your host, Musa Lahir, with co-host Little Humaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair for joining us every week, Humaira. Do you enjoy it?
Ji.
Because you get to sleep a little later.
Ji.
Okay, excellent. Okay, yes, inshallah, we're going to be with you right until 9 p.m. Central African time. It is the night of Laylatul Jumu'ah. It is the best day on which the sun rises, undoubtedly. Laylatul Jumu'ah. Subhanallah, the weeks are just going by. We're almost through half the year. Subhanallah, it's already Dhul Qa'dah. And the Hujjaj, Allahu Akbar, they are already beginning to travel, alhamdulillah, to Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarramah. And this weekend, on Sunday, I was at the airport here in Cape Town. I went to drop my boys who were going back to Madrasa. And we bumped into a few Hujjaj there. And it was so beautiful, you know. They actually, subhanallah, they come up to you to ask for dua. Whereas, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lil hajj. The reality is we need to go up to them and ask them to make dua for us, that Allah forgives us for all our sins. And alhamdulillah, we managed to complete this beautiful sunnah on Sunday, where we saw that group that was leaving for Madinatul Munawwara. Just a few people that we managed to greet in the parking lot. Alhamdulillah. Complete strangers. We have no idea. I don't know what their names are. All I remember telling them is that my name appears the most in the Quran. And they said immediately, Musa. So I said, very easy. Now you can't forget my name. And very easy to make dua for me. And alhamdulillah, we shared a few smiles, hugs. And they were on their way. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure they've reached Madinatul Munawwara. Humaira, you've been to Madina Munawwara. What can you remember about Medina?
I can remember.
What do you remember?
The Green Dome.
The Green Dome, okay. Alhamdulillah. What else do you remember about Medina Tayyiba? The cats.
Ji.
You used to play with the cats in Medina Sharif, isn't it? And what else do you remember? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You went to go and make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do you remember we went for ziyarah? We went to Mount Uhud and we went to different places. Do you remember? Or you can't remember?
I can remember.
Little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to go again?
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
Allah take us over and over again. Inshallah, to beautiful Madina Tayyiba. In fact, to be quite honest, I had my hopes high this year that the accreditation would come through. But khair, it only happens when Allah desires for it to happen. So, inshallah, maybe not this year, next year, inshallah. But yes, definitely looking forward to when the Umrah season opens so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, can call us to Medina Tayyiba, Makkah Mukarramah, and we visit Uhud. Mount Uhud is so beautiful. And that is one place out of all the ziyarats. You know, you go to Masjid Quba, you go to Masjid Qiblatain, but Uhud, I thoroughly, it has a different feel to it. And I suppose because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذَا جَبَلُ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ. This mountain, we love it dearly, and it dearly loves us. So when we go there, alhamdulillah, I tell the Hujjaj and I tell the Mu'tamirin that when you are going to for ziyarat, then tell the mountain of Uhud that you also love it. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves this mountain. So we too must express our love for Uhud. Uhud is from Jannah. And inshallah, we will see the mountain of Uhud in Jannah over and over again. Humaira, you looking forward to seeing Uhud in Jannah? Inshallah. Ameen. Summa ameen. All right. Absolutely wonderful. We are taking your calls and your messages. Humaira, can you tell our listeners the number to dial?
067-914-8154.
That is the magical number to dial. Or you could send us a message, inshallah, a voice note or a text message or on WhatsApp. Not a problem, inshallah. We'll read it out for you right until 9 p.m., inshallah. Okay, so before we go into our seerah segment, I thought we're going to introduce a new segment to the Olive Express, and that is particularly for the young little ones that are going to maktab and madrasa. So, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us an opportunity to be teaching here in Cape Town, and alhamdulillah, it's going really well out in Panorama. Alhamdulillah, with the mercy, the fadl, the karam, the ihsan, and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I just want to share some advice and maybe some tips to the little ones that are going to madrasa. You know, one of the first things that I was taught when I went to Darul Uloom almost 30 years ago now was this saying, Ba adab, ba nasib. Be adab, be nasib. And I've shared this with my children in the madrasa, that if you show respect, then you will benefit. But if you are disrespectful in the classroom, then you will never be able to take benefit from the knowledge that is being imparted to you. Remember, coming to madrasa is not like going to school. Going to school, there's no thawab, there's nothing. It's just blank. Coming to madrasa is an ibadat. It's a great ibadat. So when you are sitting there and you are learning your madrasa work, then every moment that you are spending in the madrasa, Allah is rewarding you. Allah is rewarding your parents. Allah is rewarding your siblings. It's great, great reward. But as a child, now we are children and we're sitting in the classroom all together. So I think the first thing that I want to, or pointer that I want to speak about, is that, look, alhamdulillah, it's good that our children are very competitive. Everyone wants to compete. Everyone wants to be number one in the classroom. And that's fine. It's absolutely fine. Shariat allows this and encourages this. But I think we take it one step too far. To what degree? To this degree, that when the Maulana or the Apa is teaching the children, and the children, maybe they don't understand something, and then they correct them and reteach them and teach them again and teach them again and teach them again, and we'll continue doing so for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where the problem comes about is where you little ones, because you are so competitive, you start getting angry with the muallim. You start getting angry with the apa, with the maulana. That's where a problem can arise. And that's where ba adab, ba nasib. Be adab, be nasib. Correct, Humaira. That's where this principle comes about. So remember that you are there to learn, and the Maulana, the Apa, they are there to teach. We must come with an empty cup. Humaira, you're drinking tea now. Tea? Right. A few minutes ago, you asked me to pour water from the kettle into your cup. Tea? If your cup was full of whatever, whether it was full with water or with tea or with whatever it is, could I pour anything into the cup? Okay. You got a cup here, right? Tea? The cup is full of tea. And I take a kettle and I'm trying to pour. What's going to happen?
It's going to overflow.
It's going to overflow and mess. Nothing's going to go in, correct?
Okay.
Same thing with madrasa. You come with an open heart. That whatever the Maulana, whatever the Appa is going to give you, then you can put it into your heart. But if you're coming with a full heart already, is anything going to make sense to you?
No.
No. So it's very important that our Alim, the Maulana, the Appa, they are teaching you, you need to take in whatever they are teaching you. And if you don't understand, there's no problem. Simply say, I don't understand. Today's children, I've never heard that actually. I've never heard someone telling me, I don't understand. What is this here? Why? Because the competition is so high, Humaira. It's so high that you guys just don't want a double explanation. Is that right? Or do you want a double explanation? Well, you need a double explanation. One is the need for the double and the triple explanation, and one is wanting it. Do you people want it, or do you need it?
We need it.
You need it, but you don't want it. I think you're confused, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. The difference is that very seldom will you find students saying, Maulana Appa, I don't understand. Please explain it to me again. Instead, what we'll do is, once a specific thing has been taught to the students and question time comes about, then we start scratching our head and we don't know how to answer. And then the Maulana picks up, okay, I need to explain this again. I need to explain it for a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. So students, don't be shy to say, I don't know. Humaira, don't ever be shy. When your Appa or your Maulana is teaching you something, maybe they're teaching you something about fiqh, maybe they're teaching you something about tajweed, maybe they're teaching you something about Quran, maybe they're teaching you something about hadith. If you didn't understand it and didn't catch it the first time, no problem. Just say, please explain it again. I didn't understand it. And the Maulana and the Appa will teach it for a second and third time. Okay? So we're going to put that in practice from tomorrow, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah. All right. We're not going to be Miss Know-It-Alls. And we're not going to be Mr. Know-It-Alls either. Are we?
Mm-hmm.
No. But instead, we're going to turn and ask Allah to fill our hearts with beautiful deeni knowledge so that we can take benefit, inshallah, thumma inshallah. Okay, so that's your lesson done and dusted for the maktab section for today. Remember, competition is good, it's healthy, but don't let it become the be-all and the know-all of the classroom. If you don't understand, ask for it to be explained again. And when it's explained, and if you make a mistake and you are corrected, don't get angry. Very important. Don't ever get angry with your muallim, with your appa, with your maulana. Don't become angry. Don't go into a tantrum and start crying and start throwing your toys out of the cot, as we say. Yes, I know there's no cots in madrasa, but the parents will understand what I'm saying when I say that. Okay, excellent. Alhamdulillah. That brings us to the conclusion of this section of the Olive Express, and we are going to open up lines now. 067-914-8154. 067-914-8154. If you're calling us anywhere outside the borders of South Africa, plus 2767-914-8154. We're with you until 9 p.m. Central African time, inshallah. And thereafter, Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem will take over the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And just before we connected, I heard just the tail end of some advice that was being given by Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And the last bit that Hazrat mentioned was, do for Allah, Humaira, very important, listen to this. I'm going to ask you about it tomorrow. Do for Allah's pleasure and Allah will give you from His treasure. Do for Allah's pleasure and Allah will give you from His
treasure.
You'll remember that. Inshallah. Okay, so everything you do, going to madrasa, you've just had a cup of tea, so now you take it, pick it up, take it to the sink, and wash it in the sink, and pack it away. Who are you doing it for? For Allah's pleasure. And what's going to happen? Allah will give you from where?
His treasure.
From His treasure. Absolutely. You want from Allah's treasure? Okay, excellent. Alhamdulillah. 067-914-8154. Everything we do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll see when the treasure box of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opened up. Then subhanallah, 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 Allah will grant us great, great favors, both in this world, in the qabr, as well as the hereafter. All right, Humaira, we need you back here. We need to start our seerah section that we discussed in madrasa today. So today, we discussed two aspects. Do you remember what we discussed?
We did Mi'raj.
We did Mi'raj. And before Mi'raj, what did we do? You forgot. Okay, so after the boycott, there were two people that were very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that passed away.
Abu Talib and Khadija.
Abu Talib, who is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our mother Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is who? The wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's correct. So when both of them passed away, then the kuffar, what did they do?
They carried on troubling.
Correct. They carried on persecuting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to go to a little town outside Makkah Mukarramah. Do you remember the name of the town? It starts with a T. T. All right, wait. We come back to you in just a minute. We've got a phone call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. A very warm welcome to the Olive Express. Whom am I speaking to? Fatima, where are you calling us from, Fatima?
Hafsa.
Oh, Hafsa, where are you calling us from?
Durban.
From Durban. Okay, Hafsa. Humaira is also here. How old are you, Hafsa?
Six.
And how old are you, Humaira?
Eight.
Ah, she's your age. Very good. Okay, Hafsa, what do you want to read for us? What you want to read? So, all right, I think we've lost Hafsa. But remember, whenever you call in, you need to keep the radio off. You can't listen to yourself on the radio as well as on the phone, because then it's going to cut. All right, I think there's Hafsa calling back again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Hafsa. Assalamu alaikum. Hafsa. Hafsa. All right. I don't know what's wrong with the line, but I'm sure they'll try. If you can't get through, then just send us a voice note of your recital, inshallah, thumma inshallah. I see our two young boys from Chipata. They too have sent us a message, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Humaira, where did you run away to?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to my room.
Okay. Why did you go to your room?
See what my sister was.
Okay, no problem. So, what was the name of the town that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to just outside of Makkah Mukarrama? It starts with the T.
Ta'if?
Huh?
Ta'if?
No. Ta'if. Say it.
Ta'if.
Taif.
Taif.
Say it louder.
Taif.
Taif, yes. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Taif. And the objective of going to Taif was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to call the people towards the oneness of Allah and call the people towards Islam. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam first went to the three chiefs of the town and he started calling them towards Islam. But did they accept? No, they didn't accept. They didn't accept. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the people and they too didn't accept. And then what did they do? Yes, they started throwing stones at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And until his feet were clogged with blood. And then the angel came down and the angel said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you want the two mountains that are surrounding Taif, we will cause them to crash down and destroy the people. But did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do that?
No.
Instead, what dua did he make, Humaira?
He made dua that all the people
become Muslims. Yes, correct. And that is the mercy and the benevolence and the grace of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All right, we're going to come back to that in just a minute. I see Hafsa has sent us a message. Jazakallah khair. Let's play little Hafsa's message. Is going on today. You see, this is technology. What is it, Humaira?
Technology.
Why is the technology not working? Oh, I'm taking screenshots here. Why am I taking screenshots? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, there we go. Let's start it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Mashallah, mashallah. What do we say, Humaira? Absolutely beautiful. Do you want to read Surah Ikhlas for us? Okay, read for us also.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Mashallah. Absolutely beautiful. Jazakallah khair, Hafsa, for the wonderful, wonderful recital of the Quran Sharif. May Allah bless you and may Allah use you for deen. All right, let's go all the way to our regulars from Zambia. What do we say, Humaira?
MashaAllah.
Absolutely beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Ayatul Kursi. And remember that if we recite Ayatul Kursi after every salah, Allah will grant us entrance into Jannah, inshallah. So try to remember to recite Ayatul Kursi after every salah and also before you go to bed, inshallah. All right, his little brother, inshallah, let's listen to his message.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Abdullah Adam, 45 Zambia. I'm going to read Suratul Ikhlas today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Tomorrow, barak, everybody, have a nice Zuma and make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, absolutely beautiful. And we remind you, if you read 3 times Surah Ikhlas, what is the reward, Humaira? Anyone knows? If you read 3 times, all right, let's put it out to the listeners. All the listeners under the age of 10, no getting help from your brothers and sisters. If you read Surah Ikhlas 3 times, what is the reward? Any idea? No, you can't ask your sister for help. You can't ask your mother for help. You can't ask your father for help. You have to just know the answer. I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yeah.
3 times Suratul Ikhlas. All right, we are still taking your call, 067-914-8154. Or your messages, if you can't get through, 067-914-8154 is the magical number on the Olive Express. We're going to ask our engineer, Tobella, to play us a beautiful, stunning nasheed, inshallah. We take a short break, and when we come back, we continue with our program. Stay with us.
Teri nigaah عرش سے لے کے عرش تک سارا جہاں دکھا دیا سلے یاد ہے مجھے سے کہا نہیں آپ کو سب دکھا دیا سلے دیکھا جو ان کو دستِ عطا کے سامنے
مبارک تجھے یہ قیامِ مدینہ 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 نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہرِ مدینہ یہ صبحِ مدینہ یہ شام
Event exclusive to Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We're coming to you live from the beautiful mother city of Cape Town, panorama out in the northern suburbs. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, beautiful winter's day today. Humaira, are you feeling cold? Was it windy today? Are you tired, Humaira?
No.
Okay, I think we can send you to bed because tomorrow's a long day for you as well. So you can go to bed. Make salam with our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay. Three times Suratul Ikhlas. What is the reward? You know or you don't know?
No.
You don't know. It's equal to one Quran. You get the reward of one whole Quran from Alhamdu right until Qulhu Rabbi Nas. Okay? So before you sleep, go and read Suratul Ikhlas. How many times?
Three times.
Say assalamu alaikum to our listeners.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Humaira's tired today, so she's going to go to bed. And we've got about 10 odd minutes remaining in the program. But yeah, Jazakallahu khairan for having us in the comfort of your homes. Remember, Jumu'ah is a special day. It's a Mubarak day. We should try to get up early, make ghusl, brush our teeth with miswak, apply oil in our hair, in our beards, for the men, obviously, not for the women. We don't want you to put oil in your beards. but anyway, wear your best clothes. Apply itar, again, for the men. Women, if you're going out of the home, you don't put itar or any perfume whatsoever. And go early to the masjid. Go early to the masjid and engage yourself. Recite Suratul Kahf. Reciting Suratul Kahf, you will be granted a noor that will last from 1 week till the next week. All right, that's just one of the rewards. And the other reward, the other benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the fitna of Dajjal. Dajjal, bad person, is the villain of villains. Terrible, terrible, terrible person. We don't want to be around with Dajjal because he is going to be testing Iman to a very high level. But need not worry, if we are alive and if we have been reciting our Suratul Kahf, then inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us under His guard and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after us. So read your Suratul Kahf, go early to the masjid, and yeah, for the little ones, even if you are going to the masjid, then make sure that during the bayan, the English lecture, the Arabic khutbah and the salah, we mustn't be sitting and talking and playing around. I know sometimes it gets a bit long for you, but it's once a week that you have to go. So during that time, just sit quietly, listen to the lecture. If you understand, alhamdulillah. If you don't understand, when you get home, you can ask your father or your brother to explain to you what the imam was talking about in simple language. And yeah, it's a beautiful day of Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah. And then remember, after Salatul Asr, we should recite our 80 durood. This is a very important durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin in Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. We recite this 80 times before getting up from our Salatul Asr. So the men can recite it, the women can recite it, and the young boys and girls, they too can recite it, right? You count 80 times on your fingers, or if you've got a counter, you can use a counter, no problem. But you read it 80 times, inshallah. And then also, just before Salatul Maghrib, this is a time when du'as are accepted. So you raise your hands. You firstly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you say, how do you praise Allah? Simple. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That's all you need to read. Then you recite durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or you can say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you can make dua in any language, English, Gujarati, Meman, Urdu, French, Zulu, Tosa, any language that you want, Arabic, any language, alhamdulillah. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all your needs. And then just before the adhan goes for Salatul Maghrib, you recite Durood Sharif once again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or you can even recite the same durood that you were reading after Asr Salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. And then your dua is over and we read our Salatul Maghrib for the men and the boys in the masjid inshallah, and the girls and the ladies, they will read at the Salah at home. So this is what we need to be doing on the day of Jumu'ah and engaging in abundance of durood, as much durood and salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as possible throughout the day. Whether you in the car, whether you are walking to the masjid, walking back from the masjid, wherever you are, just engage yourself in lots and lots and lots of durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay, I heard some chit chatter here in the bedroom, so I took a little walk to see what's happening, and I see Humaira is not sleeping. Humaira, you said you were going to sleep. And then what happened? You can't sleep in my bed, Poppy. You have to sleep in your bed. So, very important. Little children have to sleep in their own beds. Alhamdulillah. Humaira. Come, let's put you in your bed. And we can read the du'as for all the listeners. Let's go. Right, we're taking Humaira to her bed. And she is going to, inshallah, read for us her kalimas with meanings. Do you know it? Properly. Not this blanket. Okay, no problem. Okay, Humaira, let's practice the sunnats of sleeping. First of all, what is the dua before sleeping?
Allahumma bikas mutu wa ahya.
Allahumma?
Bismika mutu wa ahya.
What does it mean?
I don't know what to call it.
Oh Allah.
Allah.
In your name.
In your day do I die, love,
And die. Right. And then when you sleep on your right hand side. So let's put you on your right hand side. Which is your right? Right. So turn to your right. And then this hand goes here. And that hand goes there. And then you're going to read your Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times, and you're going to read your kalimas, and Allah give you a good sleep, inshallah. All right? Say assalam to the listeners.
Assalamu alaikum.
Say, I'm going to sleep now, for real.
I'm going to sleep now.
For real?
For real.
I'm not going to play games.
I'm going to play games.
You are going to play games. Yeah, that's Humaira for you. Always full of tricks. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, I think we've practiced or we've made muzakira of quite a few sunnats. We've done our maktab section. We've done our seerah section. And alhamdulillah, as an added bonus today, we also did some sunnats of sleeping. And we can recite Ayatul Kursi. And we try to sleep with wudu. That's very, very important. Also try to sleep with wudu every single night. I have a very close friend of mine from Mayfair, and he lost his lifelong wife, 60 years, subhanallah, they were together. But all her life, she practiced on this beautiful sunnah that to go to bed every single night with wudu. We must try to practice upon this. I know sometimes in winter we think, oof, I got to get up. It's cold. The tiles are cold. Bathroom is cold. But we have hot water, alhamdulillah. And we have towels. And we have heaters. And we have electric blankets. And we have so many other things that make our lives comfortable. That, inshallah, if we do practice on this year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us greater rewards than we could ever imagine. So inshallah, little ones, we try to practice on this beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a final note, we also request all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our Honorable Hazrat Mufti Saab is in the Pretoria area today. I've seen the poster, alhamdulillah. I think he's still busy with the program, or perhaps just concluding the program in the one masjid. And then tomorrow morning, that's going to be broadcast live on Markaz Sahaba. And then, of course, there is the Jummah program that will be taking place from the Metro Masjid out in Jutoit Street, I think it is. It's been a long time since I've been there, but alhamdulillah, absolutely wonderful, alhamdulillah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a source of barakah, a source of hidayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take benefit from our kabirin and our elders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for the service of deen with afia in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Humaira. Humaira got up again. So yeah, I'm sure this is every parent that has to deal. Now she makes like she's just fast asleep. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Anyway, that's going to bring us to the close of this evening's program. To my engineer Tobela, thank you very much for coming out. I don't know how cold it is in Lanesia, but here it's biting. It's pretty cold here in Cape Town. And we say Jazakallah khair. We thank you for your time and your effort. And we say Jazakallahu khairan to all the listeners and all those who sent their messages and tried to call in and whatever have you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place, we're going to ask Tobela to end off with beautiful durood, salutations, salam, beautiful anashid, inshallah. And then we leave you in the company of Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem Saab. Until we meet again, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi salam alayka, ya Rasul salam alayka, ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أشرق البدر علينا فاختفت منه البدور مثل حسنك ما رأينا قط يا وجه السرور صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
طيبا کے جانے والے لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا طیبا کے جانے والے لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا O you who is proceeding in the direction of Taiba of Medina Sharif, take my salam, convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba ke jaane wale,
لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. دشت و جبل مبارک نخل و حجر مبارک اس ارد محترم کے دیوار و در مبارک. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. دشت و جبل مبارک نخل و حجر مبارک اس ارد محترم کے دیوار و در مبارک. طیبہ کے جانے والے لے ایک سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا.
O you who is proceeding in the direction of Medina Sharif, tujhko safar mubarak. May Allah Ta'ala make your safar a very, very blessed safar, a very mubarak safar, a very rewarding safar. May the mornings and the evenings, in other words, may your days and nights, or the days and nights that you spend in Medina Sharif, be full of barakat, full of rahmat, full of mercy. May the mountains of Medina Sharif be Mubarak for you. May the date palms of Medina Sharif be Mubarak for you. May the stones and the pebbles and the sand of Medina Sharif be Mubarak. May that land of Medina Sharif with all the noor be Mubarak.